Bill Ryan, we saw a very impressive win by Bella Lavita, first up at the Tote Racing Centre at Mowbray on Sunday. You must have been impressed with the way she handled it, Bill.
Yeah, I was, Peter. We obviously, it wasn't unexpected. She's shown us plenty of ability, and she only had one start prior to this first up run, and she just got beat, and we put her away, gave her a nice little break, and brought her back to get her ready for the fillies races.
Well, she was bred by Morris Mason. She's a full sister to a very good horse that you had in Wealthy Lad.
Yep, she is.
You always thought that she had decent ability?
Yeah, right from day one. You know, she was just a natural.
She didn't have any idiosyncrasies early on that you had to sort out?
Yeah, she did, actually. She was, you know, she was pretty feral.
Right.
Yeah, she was very, very touchy, very spooky. And then she just sort of changed, you know, after a couple of months she came around, and now she's bomb-proof. She's known as the princess around the place.
Right. The growth and so forth between last season and this?
Yeah, she hasn't grown a great deal. She's not an overly big filly, like height-wise, but very, very strong.
Does she have a good attitude to racing?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
Brendan McCool rode her in a barrier trial up here before she had her first start, and when he got off, he said, you'd have sworn she'd had three or four races.
Mm. Is there scope there? Is she a feature race filly?
Well, I don't know how far she would get distance-wise. You know, if she's anything like her brother, you know, the sprints would pull her up. But she's a very relaxed sort of filly. I was surprised she led, actually. The other day I thought she would have just set off the pace and run home. But in track work and a trial, she's shown to be very tractable, and you can switch her off, so hopefully we might be able to stretch her out over a bit more ground.
Will she have a couple more runs this prep?
Yeah, yep.
Where will you go to next with her?
I may back her up at the Thursday night meeting here in Class 1.
Okay.
And you know, obviously, we'll look at running her in the three-year-old cup, but she'd need to win a couple of races before she'd get a start in that.
Okay. Because there are some, you know, some nice, well, some good two-year-olds last season. Let's talk about Crown Consul. Did he just knock up in the straight?
Yeah, I thought he went too hard early. Mm. Brendan said he was very keen at the barrier, you know, over-raced a bit and, you know, raced more forward than I would have liked. And I thought he went to the front too soon. You know, he likes to sort of finish his races off, you know, to come from behind and chase rather than, you know, being forward and, you know, having them sort of chasing him.
He did seem to be bustled a little bit to be where he was, certainly, yeah, at the 600. But when he did go to them on the home turn, he looked like he might just go on with it, and obviously, that early bustle just took a bit out of him first up.
Yeah, it's not really his style of racing. You know, previously, you know, he just sort of sat back off the pace and, you know, got home nicely. But yeah, he sort of raced a little bit upside down.
All right. Has he come back as well as you'd hoped?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Would any prospects for him? Anything particular in mind with Crown Consul?
Yeah, the Guineas, obviously, right, is the one I'm heading for with him.
Okay.
And, you know, whether he can get further and go on to the Derby remains to be seen.
Right. But certainly his prospects look good. Well, the jury's still out on, probably from the punting perspective, but there are obviously genuine reasons why he failed over the last little bit. Bill, look, thanks for your time as usual, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, Peter.